The oversight visit to KwaZulu-Natal was a success. We were able to visit SASSA on Tuesday and Wednesday, and today it was a day where we were with the National Development Agency, which is one of the entities of the Department of Social Development. We started off in town at their regional office, where they made a presentation that outlined both the progress that they have made in funding the civil society organizations and in skilling and building capacity of the members of those civil society organizations so that they can be independent in the future, because they will have done projects that they can, the products that they can sell, and that also they can be part of cooperatives that will ensure that they grow together, and also they leverage on programs of other departments of the government. So after having this presentation, where we heard that one of their biggest challenges is the fact that the funding that they get out of the fiscus is not enough for them to have a presence or a footprint, especially in the rural areas of the country. In the case of KwaZulu-Natal, we were even exposed to one of the deep rural areas, Ezindopini in the Umlalazi municipality, where a program named Alekhaya Shining Star has done a lot of good work in the manufacturing of desks, in the manufacturing of coffins, in the planting of vegetables, and in doing sewing. And this is because they were identified by the National Development Agency in 2005, and then later they funded them with $500,000, which helped them to do a lot of work that involved a lot of members of the community, because the thrust of the national development work at the moment is community-owned enterprises. So that includes the older persons, the persons with disabilities, the youth, and they've even targeted the gender-based violence survivors, the widows. And it is amazing the work that they have done in that area, and they were even deeply involved in educating people about protecting themselves from COVID-19. And this was just an initiative that they started doing, and they helped a community to be almost free of COVID-19. It was an eye-opening trip that we took during this oversight, and it was very insightful. It just shows what happens when communities come together in programs such as the cooperatives, where they work and do the work that they can do, not to be told what to do. And we saw that they have even been awarded with many, many awards that come from the province, that come from the private sector, because of the impact.